Jessica McCauley is the Marine Fisheries Manager for the Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission. She explains the current state of the once endangered Goliath grouper species.
So Goliath are recovering and becoming more abundant in parts of Florida, especially on artificial reefs. While they opportunistically take angler snappers and groupers, these species represent a small portion of their diet, with them primarily consuming bait fish and crustaceans. There are many unknowns in the life history and biology, especially maximum age, which makes it challenging to determine the status of the fishery.
The recent growth in Goliath grouper populations has made the FWC consider various ways of managing the species, which includes limited harvesting. But Tom Ingram, CEO of the Diving Equipment and Marketing Association, says the science behind Goliath groupers is not solid enough to support the need to harvest.
There's no scientifically valid stock assessment for Goliaths, which is needed prior to opening the species. So DEMA favors maintaining the current prohibition on harvest and possession of Goliath grouper in Florida. We believe that FWC or NOAA or another appropriate organization should undertake a more thorough stock assessment of the Goliath grouper to include research on age prior to opening up this fishery at all or even considering it.
Advocates for the Goliath grouper also worry Florida's tourism industry will take a hit. On Thursday, the FWC Commission said they'd focus on further research for now. For WFSU News, I'm Ange Quintana.